Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Mike, the headline reads from Adrian Wojnarowski. NBA Players Union details doomsday pay provision in memo to players. Now, I know doomsday freaks you out, but we used to have a defense called the Doomsday Defense. Mm. Guess what? It's not here anymore.
Hello, nope. Darkness, my old friend.
Now we have the hot boys who stink.
They're kind of cold. In a correspondence to players addressing the uncertainty surrounding the NBA's indefinite suspension of play, the NBA Players Association, otherwise known as the NBPA, spelled out terms on a doomsday provision included in the collective bargaining agreement that could free owners from paying players a percentage of their salaries should the rest of the season be lost to the coronavirus pandemic.
So they were going to lose, I don't have this article in front of me, they were going to lose three checks. I guess they get game checks in the NBA. They get paid every 2 weeks.
Here's how it works. Here's what it is real quick. The CBA includes a clause called the force majeure event, that includes multiple dramatic scenarios, including epidemics, which I bet every person that signs that contract is like, epidemic is never happening. The league could trigger it in a worst-case scenario. Other instances also natural disaster and war. The next scheduled paycheck...
The stat for baseball players?
No, not that kind of war.
Yeah.
The next scheduled paycheck for players comes on Sunday, and those are going to be fulfilled. Sources say that there's been no discussion among the league and the NBPA about triggering this provision, especially because everybody kind of hopes...
So they get paid like baseball players the 1st and 15th, so they would lose... three checks if they don't come back to play basketball.
Yeah, in the email, the union told players that there had been no discussion with the league on the provision, but just was kind of letting them know, hey, by the way, don't keep spending money the way you do because it sounds like they're just pointing it out. Hey, just keep an eye on your funds because this possibly could happen. And that's wild to me that they would even put it out there, but you got to keep your players informed, right? Like, that's your job. I'm more surprised that more players didn't know about this already or that they even had to, but it makes a lot of sense, right? Because Mike, did you ever read that part of your contracts in Major League Baseball? If your agent came to you and was like, hey, here's the deal, right?
Right.
So that's just wild to me. I thought I'd bring that back and kind of check up on what's going on there.
I mean, you never think of during a season because I don't know. When was the last time a league stopped? It's not 1919, right?
Right.
Is that the last time? I mean, I don't know. Is it over 100 years ago? Well, I know the NHL, right? They didn't have the Stanley Cup. I was seeing this on Twitter. Shippy, you might know this.
Yeah.
Like, right? They didn't have the Stanley Cup because of the influenza outbreak.
Yeah.
Like in 1919. But I know there's been seasons that have been stopped because of lockout and strike over time. Recently, the NBA in 2011/12, right after the Mavericks won the championship. But that can happen, and we know what's going to happen in those situations. We're not going to get paid because there's a strike or a lockout. But I don't know. They're probably, like you're talking about, there are stuff in everybody's contract, but you never think like, oh, yeah, we're going to stop playing because there's a big flu outbreak, you know, or some.
Right, yeah.
You know, cause you're just like, yeah, that's fine. I mean, that's not going to happen. When was the last time this ever happened? So this is.
9/11?
Well, yeah, well. We ended up playing those games. I can just speak for baseball.
Was it a couple days or was it a week?
Instead of the season ending on September 30th, we ended the season on October 6th.
Okay.
So those games that we didn't play, I can't remember the exact schedule, but I think we just picked up on that day we were supposed to play. we were at that part of the schedule and started playing, and then they moved those two series that we missed that week off of baseball and just put them at the back end of the season.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I'm very interested in how all that goes down. I know there's a lot more for us to be concern ourselves with, obviously, this year, right now. But there's a lot of business that's going to happen in the sports world during this stretch. And I think, quite honestly, it might be business that becomes that could become a problem, but amongst players and the owners. And I wonder how the owners handle it when they are losing probably millions and millions of dollars every day, right? Like, that's the way they're looking at it. I doubt that they're looking at it going, hey, you know, we got to take care of these guys. They're probably saying, hold on, I want a bigger boat, you know, stuff like that. So I'm very interested to see how that all works. Now, after a three-week stint...
Yeah, I want a bigger boat.
Yes, thank you, Jerry. I remember. After a three-week stint in rehab, Stars coach Jim Montgomery is back at his back at home with his family in Frisco. And I saw this story pop up in the morning news, and I'm just curious, Shippy, obviously, with you and Mike, his first comments... he said, you know, that he said he's feeling great. He said it was surreal, like an out-of-body experience, he told Sportsnet. All I could feel was incredible shame and guilt. All I was thinking was that it was going to be tough to protect my family, making mistakes that affect them. It hurts. He didn't discuss the incident that led to his firing. But he did tell them that he's at peace with himself. And he said, even though he made bad mistakes, he's not a bad person. I'm very curious. The Stars got to see him firsthand. They got to see the goods and the bads. Stars can't hire him back, right? Like, the optics of that won't work.
I wouldn't think
so.
Yeah,
I doubt it.
Does he have a chance to coach again in the NHL?
I think he definitely does. I think he's going to have to take a similar approach, though, or a similar path that Ron Washington took, in terms of he'll probably have to work his way back up, maybe start as, like, you know, a specific coach. Maybe he's on the power play, or, you know, he's with the forwards or whatever. But then maybe he moves to an assistant head coach and things like that. Or maybe he has to go to the minor leagues, you know, to kind of reestablish himself and kind of prove to the NHL that he's, you know, gotten over what was plaguing him.
He said, it's like recovering from a car accident. I'm ready to get back behind the wheel. And I guess that's the thing, too, is you got to manage players. And, Mike, I know you've talked about some other, you know, baseball managers in that world. The word leaks on how this guy handles business or what happened. And that word will leak to other hockey players around the league of who this guy is. And, quite honestly, he had not won a championship. He was good. You know, he was fun. I enjoy talking to the man. He's an absolute blast to talk to. His wife is like, look, it's in his blood. He needs to be coaching. And I do wonder what's that?
Nothing.
Okay. Hold on. Is coaching not in his blood?
No, I'm not even going to say it. Just a joke.
Okay.
Probably bad taste.
All right. So it's for him. Like he loves coaching. And I know the Ron Washington path has not led to the head coaching job that he's probably always wanted, maybe even deserved again. But it just I'm very interested in knowing, because he had such a short stint here with the Stars, and it was successful. So will somebody else go, you know what, we believe him, we think he can, and will players trust him?
I think he will.
I think it's going to be tough.
I think he'll make it back. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be easy. I don't think it's going to be next year, next 5 years, but – I think there could be a day where you see him behind an NHL bench again.
And I don't know his whole career, like Shippy, you might know. Would he be willing, because maybe, you know, it's tough because then I think of going down to like a college level, but then what we think happened in this whole situation with the rehab and everything, maybe colleges would really want to avoid somebody that's had difficulty with alcohol.
Yeah,
going to college and coaching kids at a college campus, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of binge drinking. Not that there's not a lot of binge drinking around our society, but might not be the right person. So as I was thinking, maybe he'd have to go more to maybe an amateur level to then work his way up back to a professional level. Maybe it's easier to stay in the pro level for what happened.
From the 903, the joke was hilarious, Mike. I get it. You didn't even say the joke, and people are texting in that they know what joke you were going to say. I don't even want to get into it. All right. I have, gentlemen.
Yes.
I have a list.
Oh, yes.
You want to hit some list music, Shippy? I have a list. Everything you read here, Mike, is 100% true. There's a lot of falsities out there in the world right now. A lot of false information regarding coronavirus. Mike's been spreading the word that it's not very dangerous. He kept telling me that while we were in Arizona, as I panicked every day. Guess what?
Dude, I don't remember having a conversation about coronavirus. And this is amazing because it was just last week. Last week we were doing a show in Arizona, surprise, Texas Rangers. We're about ready to interview Josh Young in the clubhouse after the show is over.
Yeah,
I can't remember having one discussion on coronavirus last week.
I remember telling you, hey, I was talking about it, but it became more of my wife's a doctor, and she said that you need to shut up, Corey. And I was like, one day, Mike, I'll prove you right.
Well, and we probably had that conversation. I just ignore you a lot, and so maybe we had that one. I just don't remember.
This is true. Whenever I'm off air, I'm mostly not doing too well.
I was getting a lot of texts that were saying, man, Bassick will not stop talking about the coronavirus.
Everything you read here is 100% true, all right?
I'm not reading it, so it's more like everything you read.
Okay, everything I read to you is 100% true. I just want you to think about these things.
Yeah,
see,
no
Shippy
problem.
Uses the right words.
Number one.
I like words.
Don't let people tell you false things, all right? Just know your truths.
That's the first one?
Slugs like beer.
What?
So if you ever want to see a drunk slug, just pour some beer on the ground and see what happens. All right, Mike?
I know they don't like salt.
That's true, so don't put salt on the margarita. But they love beer, all right? So if you want to collect more slugs, just have a bunch of beer. That's probably why the stadiums are always cleaning the concrete afterwards, right? Because they spill beer. They don't want slugs in their place. Number two.
What's happening?
In some parts of China...
We have one more minute.
Geese are used in place of guard dogs.
Okay.
When we were in Arizona, I saw a goose every day on top of that one building. Remember, I'd be like, dude, there's two geese now.
No, you didn't say that. I corrected you. You said, there's two gooses now. And I was like, I think that becomes geese.
Number three, one of Samsung's first products was dried fish.
Are you serious?
Yes. I told you everything I read is 100% true, Mike.
I saw this deal on Listerine. I know this is kind of going to this. Listerine, which we put in our mouth to clean our mouths, that used to be what they used to clean floors.
Really?
Now, they added a little bit different
mix to
it.
Now you put that in your mouth.
But yeah, sure do. I think Listerine started off as a floor cleaner.
Whatever. As long as it cleans my mouth.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What else you got?
Number four, 350 million years ago, mushrooms were taller than trees.
Dang.
I have seen that, like on Dumbo, the movie, when Dumbo gets drunk and he becomes like psychedelic.
Were the mushrooms tall or were the trees short?
Trees probably didn't exist, Shippy. It was probably just mushrooms.
I thought you said they were taller than trees.
I'm guessing. I don't know how this works.
Are you sure that's fact? I think this is the one that I could come into question.
Yeah.
That
might not nobody be was around 350
as factual
million.
As you read.
Yeah.
Number six, drivers in Queensland, Australia can get emojis on their license plates.
Okay, that's probably true.
Which emoji would you want
eggplant.
On your license plate?
What does the eggplant mean?
That's a vegetable.
Number five, some of the dinosaur noises in Jurassic Park were recordings of tortoises mating.
I knew this. That is true. So weird.
And number 10, I'm just going to end it right here. Gerbils can smell adrenaline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.